Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is part two of our comeback, a Swanee and Friends next week, math science. I'm going to try and get an exclusive guest. Dane, can I just tell you some of the real big names in footy?
Yeah.
Real big names. Have been so polite in saying they won't do this show.
Beautiful.
Very, very polite.
Before we get going, I was rudely cut off in the first episode. I was going to ask, what perk would you have most liked out of in your life today? What perk would you like mostly now?
That list probably being better looking. No, yeah. But during my playing days, that is, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a pretty obvious one. Yep.
I'd take medical health care.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. What? You don't rate
you
it.
Sick?
Yeah, you
well, if I was, I'd be sorted.
You wouldn't rather skip the line?
Do you want to pay my obstetrician bill? It's due next week.
Taylor, Samantha, I've paid fucking 3 obstetrician bills, so don't worry about that.
It's your default position when challenged by a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You wouldn't want.
Wasn't that a little peek into his life?
Yeah. I just get yelled at all the time, whether it's from Samantha or from Taylor. Women just yell at me. You wouldn't want to be platinum virgin straight away?
That would probably be the only one that would come close.
What about free footy boots? Was that an issue?
I think I'd pass.
Or actually, free workwear, apparel. You don't have to wear shit to work. No, just you'd want free healthcare?
Free healthcare.
You're boring.
So okay. I'll read this message without giving up who the person is. Okay. Right, so everyone's heard of this person. Okay. So last September, I text this person, got the number. I thought he'd be great for the show. This is a reply I get, right?
Oh, God.
No. Afternoon, mate. Thanks for the message. I'd be happy to come on your podcast as I love Swanee, but can we hold off till later this year? I'm busy on Wednesdays. Got a bit on at the moment. And he says his name. Oh, beauty. So I follow up.
Yeah.
A few weeks, a fortnight back. And I even, what I did, I cut and paste that message. Hey,
we're on. Well, yeah.
You know, this bit, if there's any chance. Thanks for the message and following up. I do enjoy all of Swanee's work, but I'll give this one a miss. Thanks for understanding.
Well, you know, I don't blame them.
No, correct.
Exactly. Correct. Yep, I don't blame them. I wouldn't come on this podcast either.
Speaking of which, messages from our wonderful people.
Yep.
From JCav, happy 40th, Dane. Any chance
Thank you
tried the bilge pump on from Urban Dictionary on the occasion?
The which one?
The bilge pump.
The bilge pump.
Bilge, B-I-L-G-E.
Pump. I don't know what that word is, but I'll let you know in a second.
Have you screened this? Because
no, I don't look
it's
up
episode
anything.
One. I think we've made it 5 years and I'd kind of like to.
There's a bilge pump podcast.
It's up to Dane if he looks it up. I don't look it up. I just read our people.
I know, but this is where we got in a bit of strof last time.
All from right. Big Noosa, can you guys name your predicted top 8, please?
Yeah.
So next week.
Next week we're going to do our
math science and.
Math science, yeah. I'll try and get an acquaintance of mine on the podcast to see. What do you say? Did I try a bilge pump for my 40th?
Yeah.
That is.
No, did you try it? Just yes or no? We don't need to know what it is.
Tell us what it is.
Hold on, just a couple of big words. fornication, what does that mean? The act of fornication from the backside, doggy style, while the partner is vomiting. Each thrust helps to expel the deep. Well, that can actually be beneficial. Like the Heimlich. Is that a version of the Heimlich?
An anal version of
the Heimlich. Yeah, exactly. I think so. Oh,
3 minutes in.
From Phil.
Has that happened?
Just
probably,
curious.
Probably some stage throughout my life that's probably happened.
Phil from Flemington.
I vomited a lot.
Just curious if there was a point during the party where Swatty said, never again.
Oh, that happens, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I swear. You know, it's the only time you ever pray to God. It's like, fuck, mate, if you get me out of this mess or if you make me feel better, I promise this will never happen again. That's what Vegas does. Like,
makes you religious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but it's like, it didn't happen as much this time, but it's like, at some stage, like, you get there and, like, you fucking love you. It's the greatest place on earth. Like, it's exactly what you need for, like, to blow off steam, have a bend or whatever it is. You get there and at some stage throughout the 3 or 4 days, wherever you're there, just chews you up. And at some point you're like, I'm fucking never coming back here again. Lose all your money. Lose my brain. I feel horrific. You get on that plane, you're like, I'm never coming back. Like, that's it. That's it for me. I can't do it again then. You get home. A couple of days later, you've had a fucking shower. You feel clean, you're feeling healthy again, you've had a smoothie, you've gone for a walk and you're like, fuck, I'd love to be back there right now. It's like an abused dog or partner or something, you know, they just like, you keep hating it and then you keep going back. It's a
Godfather quote, isn't it? About when I feel like I can get out of here, that pulls
yeah,
me
drags
back
you
in.
Back out. That's what it is. Like, then you're like, fuck, I can't wish I was going back there this weekend, and I'm sure whenever I go back there, however long it is into the future, the same thing will happen. But yeah, I certainly said never again. Don't worry about that. I think we all say that.
From Insta Joan, was Kane Corns liked as a player?
Probably very parallel to how he is as a commentator.
From Ben Spiteri, is Dane dead? Well,
yeah. Nah, well, there was rumours. No, like I said in the first podcast, seen and done some things that a man shouldn't be doing at the age of 40, but no, I survived. I actually survived pretty well. The hardest part was leaving Vegas with like a zombie. I was fucked. That hurt. And one thing about getting on it, it's like you said, it's the recovery. So like when you're in it, you're like, fuck, man, I've still got it. Like, I've still got it, you know. And then leaving is when you go, oh, fuck. I've still got it. I could travel, like, you know, on zero sleep over a couple of days, where I get on a plane, sleep, feel good, mate. Get on the, mate, drag. It's like fucking Charlie Brown, you know, just like kicking and drag. You know, just sad sack. Like, you got feeling nauseous. Your body temperature is about 150. You're like getting some ice cubes from the plane, wiping it on your face. It's like, yeah, the leaving part is tough. That's why I try now and
not leave.
I'm not leaving. Book an extra day. So if you're leaving if the party's done on the Monday,
yeah,
try and leave on the Tuesday, so you got a day of just laying in bed, room service, just
that's thinking of the passengers too.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's but yeah.
From FK Kelly, I don't know if this means anything. Port Melbourne Bowls results.
They got
is that where your man's
been? Yeah, yeah. They got beat on there. They got beat Saturday. They have to play again on the Sunday. I haven't seen Dad since Dad was at my birthday. I think Dad pulled up stumps because he'd been away the last bit. Yeah, so but I don't know if they won on Sunday.
From Taste Buds with Dane Swan. Yep. When are you coming back to work?
Well, for whatever I'm fucking told, apparently. Apparently,
how many have you got in the can?
Don't know. See, maybe 7, I think. I think.
When's it going to air? Mid-April.
April 15th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's like I said, prime time, so midday.
Can we bet on what goes first, your TV show or Sam?
Yeah. mate, is there odds out for best new talent of the Logies? I'm telling you.
From
Exactly. Don't you worry about that. Taste Buds is going to be on
13th of April.
It's going to be Friday night prime time, leading the footy in, so that all the big numbers can go watch the footy.
Perfect. From Laney Alex, over Christmas you lose track of what day it is, etc.
Yeah, of course.
Is this how Dane always feels?
basically, yes. I lose. Well, that's especially when you play an AFL because yeah. You don't have to think. You're just like, you don't even know what day it is. Like, day on, training tomorrow, day off, football.
Yeah, we don't play Sunday, we're playing 5 days.
Exactly, yeah. We've got a 5-day break, 6-day break, 7-day break. It's all on that. But Yeah, yeah. I've got a shared calendar now, so I get told what to do.
From Greg Kenga, what the fuck is going on with our do-nothing politicians? Victoria's in a mess, owing, and no one cares. I think he's accidentally said us a political...
they do? Who's doing nothing?
By the way, hat tip to Jerome Weinmar. Have you seen his work? So he was the COVID commander who then got the gig at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Got a $500,000 payout because the Commonwealth Games didn't happen. And then he's now got a new gig straight away.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he's another public service job somewhere.
Sometimes you just got to tip your cap.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. Well, I'll never begrudge anyone making money anyway. If he's going to make money by just fucking everything up and getting paid and moving on to the next one.
Grabbing cash on the way out.
That's what I'm trying to do.
From Stewie Mac, two things. Woke wankers can get fucked and Ralph needs to bin those sunnies. True.
Yeah.
Probably true. That's correct.
Yep. Yeah. No. I hear no lies there.
From Grey Kenga, Swanee for mayor. Could you fit that into your diary?
As in, like M A R E or M A Y O R. Who's the current? Is that Sally Cap?
That's Sally. Cap.
I love Sally Cap. Good Collingwood girl. So I'll never try and run against her, but. What did John say? He was well, he was a popular one, wasn't he?
Let's talk to Darren Hinch might be running. Is there, Sam Newman.
Listen, if there's an opening in, and I'm a man of the people, and if that's what the people want, there's a...
Is there one thing in particular that could get you interested?
Whatever Jared Weimerine's doing. that kind of stuff. But listen, I'm a man of the people, and if there was a groundswell of support for me to be the mayor, now I'm sure there'd be some backlash. I'm sure there'd be some pushback, but I'm willing to do it. I don't know what exactly. What does the mayor do?
Yeah, it sounds like you're qualified.
I would love for you to write a perks of being a mayor list.
Maybe. Well, I can try. Well, if I became the mayor, I'd tell you the perks of being a mayor.
We might be able to get Sally on.
She
likes you.
I don't know why. But
I'm not sure.
From Mick, when and where can I get flight tickets for sale in Adelaide? What are people confusing what our podcast is?
Flight tickets.
Yeah. Do you mean fight tickets?
Fight.
Come on, Ralph.
You need your glasses.
And I've got them on.
Fight tickets.
Are they not on sale? Oh, I've paid beating a dead horse, but I've actually been away. There's a press conference tomorrow.
They'll probably mention where you can buy tickets then. Yeah.
I'm not totally sure, but I'm surprised they're not on sale now, but... It's only a month away, basically 5 weeks, but it'll be good. It'll be a fun old night. I'd clear the decks Thursday, so we'll have to do the podcast via. So I have to be there by Monday for the press conference, and so we'll have to do it remotely.
Or you can fly.
You're on a no fly list, aren't you?
No fly list.
We'll have to do it online in the morning. I might be a bit nervous. I'm very gaunt because I'm trying to make weight.
Do you know? You could speak to Fev, but right before his fight, when it was like, where's Fev? Why is he not ready? He was watching NCIS on his phone out the back.
NCIS. It's an odd show to be watching.
From Oliver.
Did he have headphones in?
I don't think he did.
Nah, fuck, that's right. That's typical Fev.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Oliver, Joey Montagna saying the Pies can't go back to back because they only won 5 of 12 quarters in finals on first crack. I watched it. I rewound it. I thought, I did not hear that. He said that.
So was I'm not sure. With a straight face?
Absolutely. He said quarters won. They only won 5 quarters from their 12 during the finals.
honestly, I think they should hand their medals back. It's a stole. They've only been the best team for 2 years. Well, Geelong obviously were, but on a consistent basis, you looked over all the last 2 years, they've the only one that's made a prelim and a granny.
If you follow me on Twitter, it's your fault.
But
for those who don't, quarters one is not a metric.
No.
Right? It's just not. I know I need to go to self-help.
What about it? Because if you kick 15 goals in the first quarter, you put the cue in the rack and the other side works hard in the last two quarters, then you've won two quarters each, and then the cues in the rack. Yes, it's a very skewed measurement. And
the Pies might not go back-to-back.
No, and it's very, very hard. I've always said it's very, very hard to go back-to-back. So I don't want to give away my... But AFL preview next week, but it is very, very hard to go back to back.
Let me assure you, if they don't, it won't be because they're really good at winning close games.
Exactly.
That won't be a negative.
No, I wouldn't think so. No, no.
From Ryan, what's your plans for your 50th?
I fucking feel I felt 50 a little bit this month. My 50th, what's that? In about 8 years. I don't know. My birthday's in February, so it's hard. I would like to do Europe, maybe, but Europe's shut down in February, so I don't know. Maybe a boat cruise. I don't know. Maybe I'll be old because one of the oldies, like, what are they called? Going like a cruise across the Caribbean or something? Or
your kids will be 10, 10, and 11 then, won't they?
Yeah, so I can leave them at home.
From Adam. No. From Adam, hey legends, where's my shit signed stubby holder? I ordered them in January. I'm so sorry. This is on me, totally on me.
Yeah, you still don't have them, do you?
Well, I think we're down to 15. That's where we're promoting.
Come on, guys, 15 to go.
But I've got to send out some, and I will this weekend.
It's only taken 7 years to get rid of the 50 we bought at the start.
Well, yeah, we cared for them. This is the media for you 101. This is from Rick. Will Sam be replaced by Georgie Parker when she has a baby? It just goes from part of the show to what. Never forget what's her name.
Yeah.
Right. How long do you think you'll be? So when are you gone? Easter, is that right?
Pardon me?
When are you gone? Easter.
I'm thinking of pulling up stumps then. I had Noah at 35 weeks.
And what's Easter?
Easter's 36.
Easter's what, mid-April, is it?
End of March.
It's the end of March weekend, the week before Gather Round.
Okay, yeah, so you got 4 episodes left. How long do you think you'd be gone for?
Completely unsure, depending on when the baby decides to arrive. Couple of months.
I'll combine these three. From Ross Cat, how much money to go back to Vegas all over again? Dylan, how many hours sleep did you get? And from Blair, off to Vegas in October, any tips on where to find a Blumpkin? Probably down the road. This is good.
Stop.
First one, how much hours? So we got there Thursday. I reckon I slept.
That was the second question.
Sorry.
First one, how much would you take to go back?
Oh, I'd do it.
How much would you be paid to go back? In a heartbeat. Again?
I'd do it for nothing.
You go back today?
Oh, would I go back today?
Back now?
Without, on my own, go to Shepparton. I'd go back. Like I told 5 minutes ago, like now that you're fresh, you're healthy, gone back for a swim. You know, I walked here this morning.
Oh, you did. Did you really?
Yeah, because I wasn't meant to be back yet. The great people of Michael and Gavin, great people of Chadston Kia and Mitsubishi, Chadston Mitsubishi. My car wasn't ready yet, so I just got a message in while we're recording this podcast saying it's ready. So if you are in need of a great car, family car, go down to Chadston Kia. Ask for Michael, great man, and he'll sort you out. So I'll be popping in there today and going to do my thing, yeah.
From Lucas, you make our generation
sound. There was another question. Sleep, Thursday. Got there Thursday, I think I had about 6 hours until Monday.
And did you find a Blumpkin?
Two.
It's from Lucas. You make our generation sound.
It's not hard to find there, mate. It's not hard to find there.
You make our generation sound soft crying about having a bender. Rein that in.
Yeah, so I'm 40. I apologise. But listen, I don't regret it. I had an amazing time. It's just like we've talked about. It's the aftermath. And I'll tell you what's real. The post-holiday blues or post-holiday depression, that is as real as the sun.
Yeah.
Like, you come back and you're like, fuck. Like, because when you're on holidays, as we all know, like, the real world problems are gone. Like, the only problem is where you're getting your next drink or where you're getting what you're doing for dinner. Come back here and you're like, fuck, that was fun. I'm back here just in the real world, just doing real world shit. I'm nearly over. I reckon it takes about a week, 10 days to get over like that post-holiday depression. I'm nearly over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Ash.
I'll be better next week, guys.
From Ash. A Corona's really considered a shit beer in Mexico, similar to VBs here.
Yeah, no one drinks Corona in Mexico.
From MC Rude Boy, was it you, Ralphie, that Billy was referring to on the rush hour when you corrected him? Yes, it was. Billy and Limo mentioned something about Chris Alford, who's a legendary trots driver.
Yeah.
And they said he brought up 8,000, he's ridden 8,000 winners. So I texted him, I said, he's driven it.
Trots
drivers don't. So anyway. So Bill goes on and goes, thanks, Ralph. And we'll finish on this one. Dane from Turtle. Turtle gives some good work. Dane, thoughts on Dale Thomas, new Channel 7 special comments on Thursday Night Footy?
Well, I'm going to have to beat him up so hard he can't do it. Telling you. I don't know. What does a man have to do, Ralph? What does a man have to do? He's got photos of someone. But then they'll probably say, why the fuck has Dane Swan got a TV show? So
that's true. What takes more talent, talking about footy or cooking?
Oh, well, see, gambling and football comes naturally. To Dale or stuff. So he's just gone down a path of the least resistance.
Right.
Where I'm...
You're at your comfort zone.
I'm challenging myself.
Yes.
I'm trying growing. To get... I'm growing as a person, Samantha. I'm trying to get out there and challenge myself and just see what the world has to offer instead of living in this bubble of gambling and football. So I think my job is a little bit harder. So stick with it for a couple of episodes.
So in part one, you spoke about how... You know, as a footballer, you don't have to use your brain. Everything gets done for you. Everything gets given to you. When you're hosting Taste Buds with Dane Swan, how much of it have you organised and how much of it is just, here, stand here and say that?
Well, how long we got? Well, no, initially it was like that because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, obviously.
Because you're getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes, and like I was used to being sort of the second banner or the person who was asked the questions, and I think I was much better bouncing off being asked the question off the top of my head. But when you're the one who has to half read a script and like, that was weird for me. So I think they got the point. I think they got the idea pretty quickly that scripts weren't for me. But like, obviously, I needed some like guy. I said, I'm just gonna start. Let me read. I'm just gonna say it how I say it.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure a lot of it's gonna make it to air because I can't help the way I speak.
A bit of editing.
Yes. So the editing in this show run would be remarkable because I can't help the way I speak and I speak like a fuckwit sometimes or most of the time. And
but mind you, as you said, season one, if you want
those. Well, that's what I said. I go, the people are going to think it's the worst show of all time or they're going to go, well, it's actually quite funny and you learn a little bit about food.
Mate, paid for Dane's one, that's what they got.
That's what I keep telling them. That's what I keep telling Mick. I said, this is me. Like, I can't help it. So whether we'll find out whether the people like it or not. Like, so if you don't like me, you are not going to like this TV show. if you do like me and think I'm half humorous or comical, you might get some enjoyment out of it.
Math science, I've been doing them on Instagram. I had a real good December. I've been hit and miss the last few weeks. Apologies for that. So anyway, if you want a Saturday morning, a couple of tips on Instagram, have a look at that. A couple of little ones to look forward to here. Australian Cup. I want to put this one on the table with confidence. Gold Trip, the Melbourne Cup winner. At the moment, he's equal third favourite. He's $8, maybe equal second favourite. You can get $8. Mr. Brightside is the favourite. If Gold Trip does what he did second up last time win, which I had a little result on him, Dane. He can't miss the place.
Okay, yeah.
But here's the thing. I've got a feeling that Pride of Jenny, who's a mad leader, will go berserk in the All-Star Mile. Mr. Brightside will probably run her down.
Yeah.
That's the favourite. They might say, you know what, that's a real hard run. We might miss the Australian Cup, give him a spell for the... Now, if they do that, all of a sudden Gold Trip's $2.50 to win instead of $2.50 to place, which you can get now. So just a little bit of math science there. Australian Cup, each way, gamble responsibly.
And when is it?
It's in 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. Yeah. And last prep when he won the Turnbull Stakes at Flemington over 2,000 metres. He was second up and he exploded. Yep. So that's what I think his run on Saturday was perfect. So that's my little bit of math science there ahead of our season preview. But anyway, if you want my other stuff, racetrackralphie.com.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys. And are you doing, when is your double stuff start?
Whenever my boss, Hayshaw, tells me.
Hopefully he's back next week.
Exactly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.